The Breakfast Club on WCSY FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.
Welcome to The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, highlighting what's good every Friday morning as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. Teresa Getman, Rosalie Placati, and Paul Leyendecker are your hosts on Cozy and the podcast at WCSY.com. The Breakfast Club is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at WhiteFordWealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Now, today's Breakfast Club on Cozy.
I'm Paul Leyendecker with Teresa R. Getman and Rosalie Placati. Today, we continue our celebration of South Haven and beyond. Let's find out what's growing with our South Haven Garden Club, Rosalie.
Well, I'll tell you, this Garden Club has been around for a while, and they do beautiful, beautiful things. And we're lucky to have Lisa Stegall, who is a co-chair of publicity. And we have Pat Gaston, who is a longtime member of 28 years. And we're so happy to have you ladies. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on is that this club has been around for a while, and we love to honor that. So let's do a little bit about the history of the Garden Club.
We have been around since 1930. The South Haven Garden Club was organized then with like-minded plant enthusiasts. The club joined the Federation Garden Clubs of Michigan, Inc., and the National State Council of States Garden Clubs, which is now called the National Garden Clubs, in 1933.
I think it originally started with a Scott Club. Several people in the Scott Club started it. And as it's funny, back then, I think the Historical Association has one of the first little membership books, and a lot of old fashioned names there. And in those days, you weren't Pat Gaston, you were Mrs. James somebody. So things have changed since 1930s.
Yeah, just a little bit. But you guys moved on. You do quite a bit, and you've got a really large club.
Yes. So the object of our club is to stimulate knowledge and love of gardening amongst amateurs. We're not all professional gardeners. We also like to aid in the protection of native trees, plants, and birds, and we love to encourage civic planting. Through the years, a lot of the club members have been involved in community beautification, and that's a volunteer endeavor, and service projects throughout the city of South Haven. We also bestow 2 college scholarships each year to students entering the horticultural field and participate in many other community beautification projects.
And that's why we've seen your work all over town. So explain your club. You meet once a month, you learn from each other. I know, Pat, mm-hmm. you're a master gardener.
We have quite a few master gardeners in the club, but I mean, I don't want any pats on the back, but no pun intended there. But when people ask me, like, oh, you're a master gardener, I say, we have a thing called Google now. So why don't you Google that question?
Yes. You know, my husband's a master gardener, and he actually joined the club for a while when we first moved here.
Mm-hmm. So I remember.
Yep. He really enjoyed that. That's probably how he met you. But so you do quite a bit.
Yes.
You meet monthly, but you do so much in the community.
Yes, we meet monthly, and we glean a lot of information, educational things from our master gardeners. They help us to learn more about what we're doing to beautify our community. So the monthly meetings are membership only. So we hope that people will listen and join once we give our information. But what we really have a passion for, obviously, is the gardening and the beautification of the community and the community service. 100% of our profits that we make go towards community programs. So we have a program called Flowers for Hospice, which we absolutely love doing. It's done every Monday morning. The leader or the group that coordinates that, the lady's name is Becky Berry. And all the ladies that come together, and some men, we do welcome men, they create beautiful floral arrangements for the hospice patient rooms.
And I have to interject that Mother got arrangements every month that she was in hospice through Caring Circle. And she was amazed. First of all, they were beautiful, but that amazed that people took the time to do that for her. So yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. They love doing it. Most of the flowers that are seen in those vases are from Garden Club members' own yards. We do have some of the local nurseries that donate flowers to us, and we're really grateful for that. We also have been beautifying the area surrounding the South Haven Memorial Library. So recently, everything needed to be replanted, remulched, and it gets watered and taken care of weekly by South Haven Garden Club member volunteers. And one of my favorite places is if you go along Blue Star Highway near the South Haven Cemetery, we have a Blue Star Veteran Memorial that has been planted and maintained by the South Haven Garden Club. Sandy Fensky maintains that on a weekly basis. She is one of our member, also one of our member volunteers.
I had no idea that that was maintained by the Garden Club, but I can tell you, I pass it every day, sometimes three and four times a day, and it brings a smile to my face every time because I'm like, who? That is so beautiful.
That is so good to know. You're welcome. We also have recently, well, it was in the late last year, we did beautify some of the areas in front of the new senior center, which used to be the old village market. They had two large plant boxes that were kind of just pretty grungy looking. Yep. So with the help of our president, Diane Wilberding, she coordinated making sure that that place was cleaned up. It was filled with perennials, and with the hope that the seniors that are visiting the center and doing activities there will also help maintain that as an activity.
Well, I know that Diane Ragosi was very thankful. I know I noticed it. There was so much going on inside that that effort outside was really appreciated.
Yeah, I recently went by there and I was like, wow, everything is popping. It's beautiful. So it was a pleasure to do that. And we also are doing, like I mentioned, the scholarship for graduating seniors. We take their applications, they're due every March, and then we go through them, you know, carefully to decide who's going to get the scholarship.
Do a lot of kids, are kids going into agriculture?
There are kids that are going, believe it or not, they're agriculture. Some of them are doing a lot of the organic farming. That's actually stuff that they're learning in school that they're going towards.
Also some of the environmental sciences now, because that's a large thing. So the scholarship covers all of those things from agriculture to environment.
Good. We need that.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, I know you're a 501c3, you're a nonprofit, you work hard. You've got probably your signature event coming up in July.
We do, and we're so excited about it. This is our highlight of our year, and we also hope it's the highlight of many garden enthusiasts year because we love doing this. So on July 9th, we will be having our annual garden walk, and the beginning point for the garden walk is always at the Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum in South Haven. So we're hoping that people that are listening are going to be able to come join us because it is a very festive and happy day. We can they can buy tickets at Wolverine Hardware in South Haven, the South Haven Visitors Bureau, and the Murphy Mall Antique Store. All of our members, many of them have been volunteering to get this event going as they do every year. They do it with happy hands, and we're really looking forward to seeing visitors and locals alike to come see our gardens.
Now, I know that tickets are $15, but you have 10 gardens to look at.
Yes. And this year, they're all in South Haven, from what I understand, with the exception of one, but not far.
Wow. And, yeah. You know, I have a little bit of experience through the cottage walk, getting people to volunteer their homes. But, you know, you have to really work on this all year long because you've got to find the people that are willing to do it.
Yes. And we are so grateful to the people that open their gardens to locals and visitors. That's just a great thing to do. at the Bailey Museum, where the starting point is to get your tickets, we're also going to have a big barn sale. We have perennials and annual flowers. Can you tell them about the refreshments?
They have refreshments. And one of the big things after doing this is we have homemade cookies.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many people are impressed with a homemade cookie. But anyway, we have refreshments and kind of a craft sale and plants. And it's a very festive place.
Well, first of all, with homemade cookies, you can tell the difference in a heartbeat, right? And I know when I get a chocolate chip cookie that's homemade, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Exactly. But,
that's really good. And I love that you said it's festive and happy. And who doesn't want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it truly is. It truly is.
So do we get to peek in? I'm just going to ask it. Do we get to peek in people's backyards that we've always wanted to see because their front yard is so beautiful? You want to?
Oh, hopefully, yes,
absolutely.
Oh, okay. I got a ticket.
Come get your ticket. Come get some lemonade and some cookies, and then grab all your friends because we have men and women and kids that come. We just, you know, it's very nice.
But then you go home and go, nuts. Now what do I got to do? I got to get busy.
Yeah, no. It's inspirational.
You go home and say, there we go. It's over for a year. That's really what you say.
I know that feeling.
And then the next day you start again.
Exactly. Yes. Now, if people want to find out more, how do we find out more?
Okay, you can find out more at the South Haven Garden Club website, which is www.southhavengardenclub.org. We also have a Facebook page, South Haven Garden Club, and we have an Instagram as well, South Haven Garden Club. So that's the key word, South Haven Garden Club.
Well, that should be easy enough.
Yes.
And can you buy tickets the day of?
You can still buy tickets the day of, but we always encourage people to go to the website or to one of the three locations, the Murphy's Mall, the Visitors Bureau, or Wolverine, because then you're ready to roll. You just check in, get your packet, and go.
But don't hesitate, because really a lot of people buy them the day of. So you do it in advance so you're ready to go. But really, any way you buy a ticket is good with us.
Yeah.
Well, and plus you're supporting the Garden Club and the work you do, because all the profits you make are going into the community events that you do, right?
Yes, they're going back into the community. They're going towards the scholarships. They're going towards the hospice. So that's really our heart there.
Well, lovely. Well, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Are either one of you on the Garden Walk?
No, not yet. But hope to be one day.
I have been, so I've paid my dues here. I have been on it before.
Okay. Is it hard to get people to do it?
It hasn't been. We really haven't had a difficult time, you know, convincing. When you go to someone's home and see the beauty, who doesn't want to show that off and share it with others?
That hard work. Who doesn't want to share
the joy?
Right.
Yeah.
After being helping with the Garden Walk for many years, I found that some people are very hesitant, and especially men. But when it's all over, they go, "That was wonderful. Mm-hmm. We loved it. We love the people. They love it." So
yes, they do.
Yeah, and the people walking through. I mean, it's like you said, it's a very festive event. It's rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So bring your umbrellas if you need to.
Hopefully not. Cross your fingers, everyone.
All right. All right. Well, Paul will take care of that for us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to go a little long, but I've got a little something to share here. You mentioned the planters at the senior center that you've adopted. If you remember, the floral manager at Village Market was Linda Edge. And Linda recently passed away. Those planters were her pride and joy. And I'm tearing up as I'm thinking about this, because I know what those meant to her, and what you're doing there is a special tribute. So thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is really special. And I will be sure to relay that to all the volunteers.
Please do.
Thank you.
Did you know you can reach out to us with ideas and comments on The Breakfast Club? The Breakfast Club at WCSY.com. All together, no spaces, The Breakfast Club at WCSY.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
The South Haven Bangor and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven Bangor St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, downtown South Haven, works to get you out of pain, back to doing the things you love, and avoid invasive procedures. Dr. Vassar believes that working together with you to achieve your goals is one of the most fulfilling experiences. For a different chiropractic experience, learn more and make an appointment at VassarChiropractic.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy FM. Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, 330 Kalamazoo, downtown South
Haven. This is The Breakfast Club on Super Hits, 103.7 Cozy FM. Highlighting what's good. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
And now back to The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
We appreciate it when you share ideas and comments with us. Email thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. No spaces, thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. And remember, you can catch the stream of this show at wcsy.com and also find our podcasts there after the show. We post those at 9 o'clock. Paul Landecker with Rosalie Placati and Teresa R. Getman, all set for part two of today's Breakfast Club.
Well, this is going to be fun. Today it is. Yes. We're interviewing Teresa R. Getman, matchmaker. What the heck does that mean?
I love it. Everybody says, well, what do you do? I said, I'm a matchmaker. I marry people up to their dreams. And people always stop for a second. What does that mean? And it's like, we never stop dreaming. It's like, remember when you were little, it was like, I'm going to be an astronaut and I'm going to be a gymnast or a boxer. And we just stop dreaming at some point and that's not just, some people. I mean, there's never a time when you're not in need of a refill. It's like we always say, you can't give from an empty bucket. Basically everybody needs to be refilled at some point, and they need to be reminded of their dreams or to be recentered about their dreams.
And you actually offer opportunities for people, but before we get there, I want to find out, how did you get to this place where you can do this? I mean, you've got a great backstory of how you are now this wonderful matchmaker.
Well, the year is 1991, and I was actually just down the road from Warren Buffett's house on Poppleton Drive in Omaha, Nebraska. And I took my last, dollars and joined a class called Taking Care of Me. And it was at the time, she wasn't an author at the time, M.K. Mueller was hosting the class. And I wound up in her program, Taking Care of Me, with 39 other participants. And it was life-changing. It was absolutely life-changing. I was in a really, just a difficult time, as we all go through, life, the road to success is never a straight line. Right. And I just, at that point, she came into my life. And at the end of the 8-week course, she asked if I wanted to be one of her trainers. And she hadn't really had any trainers before that. So I was just like, and I said, to coin an old phrase, I'm just taking care of me right now. And so 3 years later, though, after moving up at a company in Mangelson's, I was being promoted, I didn't leave. I left at the height of my career, but I knew that there was something I wanted to do. And so I called her up in 1994 and said, hey, MK, let's go change the world. And I started working with her, and just it evolved into the Eight to Great program. And when she got, when she had the book out, you know, and when she can't make it to speaking engagements, she'll send me. And, but now there's a ton of trainers. There's just a few master trainers. I think there's four of us. But yeah, we're master trainers. When I think I've done something for 30 years, I work really hard at not feeling old. So anytime you can say you've done something for that long, you're like, well, you're not really a spring chicken anymore.
Oh, I think that just, I think wisdom is a wonderful thing, and you can't have wisdom without putting in the time. So
putting in the time, going through. And I just thought it was so fitting that we had a garden show right before this one, because I just always talk about growing yourself back up, or ready, set, grow. You know, that's a lot of terms we use, because what's the alternative to growing? You know, the alternative to growing is dying.
So in a very dull place. Yes.
We're always growing, you know, that's just our, and there's always possibilities and room for growth, no matter who or where you are. So,
or how old you are.
Or how old you are. Absolutely. Definitely. Because we're all new stages. There's always something evolving and new stage, you know, be it the, you know, you're graduated from high school or college, or, you know, I've trained, ninth graders, when I'll never forget. Anyway, the ninth graders were awesome. And they, you know, they got it just like I'd go to schools like for third graders and ask them the same questions. They got it just like senior services, you know, people there get it. That it's just a process. It's nothing new. And so people are like, well, why would I do it if it's not new? But people are able to accept things at different times in their lives. They might've heard the same thing, but weren't able to take it in the way they can today, or the way they might today, you know? So you might've heard it, but you weren't ready to receive it at that time. So, and I do it, you know why? The main reason I do it is so that I can remember and I never forget. Mm-hmm. So when I start going through rough times and stuff, I was like, oh, wait, you have a process. Work the process, because it works if you work it.
Well, what is the process?
The process, yeah. The eight highways are in the book. And the great thing is you don't have to memorize it, because there's a book. And it's basically getting the picture, what all the happiest, healthiest, most successful people do. She has combined in the book Eight to Great. And that is getting the picture. That's number one. She takes them down highways. She calls it like, because it's a journey. So they're the eight highways. It's getting the picture is one. Risking is two. And a lot of people like risk, and it's just fun to get into it. Three is full responsibility, which is what changed my world in her basement in Omaha in 1991. Full responsibility. So that is near and dear to my heart. She has a video of me talking about that. And uses it in her training. I just can tell you, taking full responsibility will be the most powerful thing you'll do in your world. Feeling all your feelings is number four. Honest communication is number five. And FGH, that's 6, 7, and 8 highways, they're kind of the secret sauce. And we try to make it not a secret, but it's the formula for success is what she calls it. It's forgiveness of the past, gratitude for the present, and hope for the future.
Oh, I love
and
it.
When you go back, you can read the book, but when you go back, it's always good to have accountability partners in your life. People who keep you and yourself honest, because that's just so important. You just never get to a place where I've made it, you know, it's just, there's all that growth.
Right.
Now you're going to be offering some workshops. What's that about?
Vision board dream shops. I used to call them workshops, but you know, I can do whatever I want. Let's have fun. You know, it's like dream shops, because what we really are doing is developing the art of dreaming again. That is not an overnight thing. And it is not a quick process. You know, this is something we continue to do. So I've had several, you know, courses and dream shops that I've done. So I'm going to offer two coming in July. in August. And then in September, we are going to do one for returners, because like I said, this is your vision board should be like a moving, you know, object. It's not just here it is, you know. And a lot of people think it's like, here, I'm putting a fancy car on here, I'm putting a fancy house and a big yard, you know, this is what I got. It's not just stuff. Visioning and getting clear, and that's all, that's my word, getting clear, clarity in your life is huge and not common. You know, I mean, I there's a lot to into this. So it's all day thing. It's from 9 to 4. And getting clear, because a lot of times you ask people stuff, oh, I don't care. Oh, I, you know, whatever. That is never an acceptable answer to me. I'm going to say, no, you do care. Your life needs to be intentional if that's what you want. If you want more, if you want to, you know, it's, we're being intentional. So we do not so much talk about like so much physical things having all the time, but getting very clear and centered so that you can be very present to know what it is that you really want, not what people have should on you or you should on them. And I said should for our listening
people. We do not have to bleep that.
Yeah, you don't have to bleep it. It should. I mean, but what, go from our shoulds to our coulds. That's going to be real important. This is what I could do. Or if I had no fear, that's really an important question. What, how to solve every, you know, when you have a question, if I had no fear, you know, what would I be doing? And so, but that's not like something that happens in an instant. It takes clarity and for you to work through. And we do a lot of journaling. So it's a long process through the day that we take people through. And then it's ever evolving. My first class had, I think, just to show you, it had like an MD, a PhD, a VP of, I mean, these aren't people who are, these are people who have had much success, but you know, they just said, hey, I know there's more, or there's, wow, you know, that there's, it's I'm time for a change, or whatever. I want to get very clear.
And so that's, well, we're kind of coming up to our end here, but how can people find out more? How can they register for this? How can they, you know, learn more about you?
Okay. Well, if you want to go to, you know, every successful person pretty much uses those 8 highways. So to find out how to, and you won't get that whole 8 highways in this workshop. You will get the vision board. I do that because the number one thing we teach is getting the picture. And when I go back to people, that's the number one thing they haven't done yet. So I've decided to just pause and start teaching just that. And that's the full day. And that's on July 20th and August 3rd. I'll have 2 classes that I'm offering to the public, you know, and it's at the South Haven Yacht Club, and they're from 9 to 4, and that is pushing it in the day. It really is pushing.
But how did they register, Teresa?
They can give me a call. Well, that'll be up on my website to be able to register. And that's www.innerprizes. And that is spelled INNERPRIZES LLC.com.
Okay.
Or they can email me at Teresa without an H. So it's TERESA at Innerprizes, INNERPRIZES LLC.com.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, we're at the end here. I love what you're doing. And there's a lot of people that love it too. So thank you for this time. And can even like somebody old like me sign up for one?
Hey, you are my target audience. You are not old.
All right. That's right. Thank you, Teresa R. Getman.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we love it when you share ideas and comments with us. Email thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com and find the podcast of this show at wcsy.com as well. For more inspiration from Teresa R. Getman, without an H, visit EnterprizesLLC.com and have a great day.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Club, highlighting what's good every Friday morning at 8:30 as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank and Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Join us again next Friday at 8:30 for The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Find a podcast of today's show at WCSY.com.
The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor The New Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Whiteford Wealth Management, they have the pleasure of serving clients in nearly half of the country from their beloved South Haven. Rest assured, with Whiteford Wealth Management, you will always get simple, candid advice based on the wealth of knowledge and experience in tax, legal, and investments. Clients trust Whiteford Wealth Management with their life savings, and they earn that trust by recommending products that they use themselves. Whiteford Wealth Management. Let them help you build wealth. WhitefordWealth.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
The Breakfast Club on WCSY-FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises, LLC.